Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Alolan Persian.
Alolan Persian. Fine. Passable.
AKA Tanner Greenring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Krokorosh. Yes, we've used it before, but definitely. It was relevant this week.
Yeah, lots of Krokoroks.
Grand Kahuna. Yeah. Nana. Nanu.
Nana. Yeah, we were way off on Nana here.
You're way off on all of your names. I'm breaking in at this point because your name pronunciation for this season is atrocious.
I mean, our name pronunciation for every season is atrocious.
That's one of our calling cards. I like to think that we inspired Joe Merrick that pronunciation guide for Serebii because we were so off kilter that he was like... If I think that our show has ever like managed to make it up to those echelons of power, I think our pronunciations were so bad that we finally inspired people to like make official guides.
AKA Josh Fjellsted.
Yeah.
And we are joined for the first time by Greg.
Type Noel.
I mean, it's not the worst choice. I mean, I have a lot of favorites of this gen because this is a solid gen. Also, I'm here to say that you are playing the better game. Ultra Moon and Ultra Sun are a better game, but the story is 1,000 times worse.
Vindicated. Okay.
It seems. Yeah. I'm not gonna disagree with you.
Missing out. I'm not gonna spoil it, but I this is how I summarize the storyline for Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon dared to ask the question, "Hey, what if your parents were terrible and you really actually should be in therapy?" That is Sun and Moon in a nutshell. It's a bold move for a bunch of parents who are introducing a Pokemon to their kids for the first time for kids to say, "Hey, parents, you're probably really messing up your kids right now. Like, by the way, stop everything that you're doing. Let your child be."
We got a lot of story this week, too, from every angle. Yeah, every character came back and marched through this week.
It's the bad story. Yeah. The Ultra Recon squad is bad.
Yeah,
and they're not.
I stopped playing Moon, restarted Ultra Moon, just so I could see these stupid blue robot people.
But they're not robots. Like, okay, I will say one thing
I can't
about
wait to find out what they are. It's disappointing that they aren't robots. I mean, they're disappointing in concept, but then it's even more frustrating that they're not robots.
I will say it's good that Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon decided to take the multiple universe theory that's introduced in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire and be like, let's spin that into the weird levels that we're going to do in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon because none of this is going to make sense, but we're just going to have fun with it. Kudos for that, but that storyline blows.
Yeah, I don't see it ending any other way.
AKA Greg Leatherman from It's Super Effective and Very Random Encounters.
Yes.
Welcome. For coming.
Thank you for having me.
So you are a Moon and Sun defender. Because we don't see many of them in our mentions.
Here's the thing. Sun and Moon's gameplay is lacking. Like, the Pokemon that they picked, it's a smaller field. Like, they really fleshed out the Pokemon on the routes. They changed the trials a little bit so the trials are more difficult in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Like, in Sun and Moon...
This week was brutal.
Yeah, in Sun and Moon, like, Lurantis just called a Fomantis, right? Like, it was just the same. And in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, they're like, what if we brought in a cast form that does weather that really powers things up? What if we brought in a Comfey that heals everything that's impossible to get past? Like in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, they said
Comfey and the Lurantis combo was really rough.
Let's really play with this SOS thing and make these trials difficult. So Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon are more fun in that way. They added Mantine Surf, which stinks.
Whoa.
It's boring.
Okay.
It's boring.
Episode over. You're out.
It stinks. It's boring.
What's wrong with Mantine Surf? It's the best mini game any of these games have ever had in them.
That is not a high bar.
Well, I'm not arguing that. And the bar was subterranean, and now it's like above ground.
You're going to try to tell me that Mantine Surf is better than Lickitung Sushi from Stadium, which is a giant Lickitung. Put it in perspective.
Stadium's not like a main. I mean of the canon mainline like color games.
Now we're gonna get into
definitely
the gatekeeping
best
stuff.
Mini game, I think, in general.
Certainly better than slots.
Mantine Surf is fun the first time you go through it because, like, this is fun. And then when you have to, like, do it to get BP or get other things, and you're like, this is annoying.
They really give it to you, though. They really just shower you with BP.
Until you get to the end game when you need things, and you're like, I've done this 400 times now, and I know this route. Just give me the BP I need to get the one item I need so I can breed my shiny Pokemon, because you can breed any shiny Pokemon. It's the same
so
odds. It's the same odds as finding it in the wild, unless it's Masuda method, and then Masuda is the best way to do breeding.
It's the same odds as even like when you get like a big SOS chain running.
Right.
So SOS chain lowers the shiny odds. I think it cuts it in half because it's an SOS version. But if you can do a Masuda method, which is honestly not that hard, because the Masuda method, all you need is a Pokemon in a foreign language. It doesn't have to come from Japan. If somebody played their game in Japanese and they started it, which they made super easy in these games because you can pick the language at the start, you just get one in a foreign language, send it over, and then it's one in 500 to breed it, and you just walk around that stupid cowboy town, which is terrible.
So Tanner, you could do that yourself, like start a game
with your
DS.
Yeah, listen, I know we mentioned this before we started, and I worry that I'm risking letting you pile on, Greg, but I don't know if I can do trading because of my non-regulation equipment that I'm playing Pokemon
because you're cheating.
Yeah.
Anyways, do people I'm wearing my handmade Alolan Executor shirt just brand. For the show.
The Executor Express bus logo.
Oh, yeah. They really want us to know about the Executor
They do.
Express.
They do want you to know. I'm here to also put a kibosh on this Skull Grunt overriding the Parrot Head chill vibes and just getting any Pokemon that Skull Grunt wants and shooting down every Skull Guy chill vibe. Parrot Head is
like
begotten,
I was saying two Parrot episodes
gotten,
ago.
Parrot Head has gotten.
Seems like something he'd do, though. Skull Grunt.
Yeah. Skull Grunt has been steamrolling Parrot over every Pokemon. And I'm going I'm going to make one point, and I'm going to, as an official Pokemon representative, a Google certified, might I add, Pokemon master. I have the business cards from Google.
Dang.
Since you all use the anime, I will call in the anime. Which Meowth says, quote unquote, there are no good or bad Pokemon. It's just the intentions of the trainer. So therefore, Parrot Head is allowed.
Unlock the decks for both of us.
Parrot Head is allowed to take one Pokemon that they just adore to add to their team.
That's fair.
And
my question
is
for you,
banned
though, Greg,
from getting any other Pokemon for the rest of the series.
Well, my question would be, because you know, you've been following the season, so you know the Parrot Head's like trying to assemble this chill flock.
Yeah.
Do you think.
I didn't have an Alolan Vulpix yet.
Well, that was what we were just talking about.
Literally
and then
chill.
That was what my initial defense was. And then once Tanner realized that it looks like vape clouds, like actually.
Yeah, when it grows up into Ninetales.
Alolan Ninetales is fine. So I am thinking about that, but I did build my team up to finally get it to, like, let's finish this iteration at least. But I feel like, not that I went into it as Noivern being a favorite of mine, but I feel like Noivern is probably the one that I would have to say is like, okay, I'm just shoving that through now that I have it.
Can I also just make a suggestion as your friend, not as Skull Grunt, you know, commandeering your team?
sort of one and... I don't know how to tell the difference anymore between you and Skull.
I saw Lumineon this week. That thing's got some chill vibes. Its eyes are like bloodshot and like half closed.
I thought about that.
It's like swirling its big like vape cloud.
But I'm kind of holding out for Sharpedo.
Why are we saying that Noivern does not fit? Noivern brings the tunes. And we all know the most chill person at the party is the one that brings the tunes.
That's what I'm thinking. And he just loves fruit. And it calms him down.
Yeah.
So
it's confirmed. Let me ask one question. And it's very technical, but I think it's going to clear up a lot of the issues around Noivern. Are its big ears speakers?
Yes.
That's what we think.
Okay.
That's what we've decided, yeah.
And no, I'm not interested in hearing what you think. I mean anatomically.
Yes. Look. So if the entire Whismur line has an audio jack where their butthole should be, right. Those are speakers. Oh, on yeah. Diver.
That's the other reason I like them.
Fine. Well, it sounds like you just get a freebie no matter what.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Midi Earth's
it feels
great.
Like maybe Neuvern doesn't have to be it. But I Neuvern's am bringing Alolan Ninetales back into the threshold here.
I am officially giving the chill pass to Neuvern. I'm also saying that Midi-Ur is incredible and is the cutest,
you would like
sweetie,
to defend
space.
Midi-Ur.
Well, I liked it.
Midi-Ur is gorgeous. Rabombi is incredible, and how dare you?
No.
And
that was
Rabombi's pushing it.
Rabombi has a scarf. The evolution has the name cute in it. How dare you? Also,
too
also,
easy.
How dare you come for Primarina, icon of the gay community? How dare you? You know what?
Provocateur.
You know what Primarina doesn't owe you? Primarina. Your vision of what passing is. That's what Primarina does not owe you.
Oh, this when is... I was having trouble summoning who Primarina is, but
when
now, now that I see who it is.
When Brionne is in these gorgeous skirts that he found, and you're like, oh, barf, hate crime. Actual hate crime in audio form. Hate crime.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I did a hate crime.
Well, Tanner, you definitely did.
Primarina.
It feels like if I'm dissing Primarina, maybe it's like it nullifies itself, you know?
Primarina
could
It's got
could
little
trash
spikes.
yeah, because it like learned how to survive like on the mean streets like the from line. People like you. That's why I got spikes.
I do appreciate that it is 87.5% male and 12.5% female.
Yeah.
That is provocative.
Yeah, it
Very
is.
Interesting. I still don't like
it. Is that true?
Line.
Yes. Yeah. All starters are that way.
Oh, wow.
So I was actually, when they released...
Oh, I did do a hate crime.
yeah, Tanner's out.
I was concerned that Japan was going to make it the first starter that was 100% female because they do garbage like that all the time.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah.
Which I'm like, oh, come on. But they actually didn't, which is why a lot of people are like, oh, wow, this actually really femme-presenting Pokemon is 87% male. And that's like... really great, actually.
Yeah, that is great.
Also,
that's a newfound respete for Primarina.
Also,
yes,
Decidueye
but I do not like Popplio or Brionne.
They're off the barf list.
Get them off the barf list.
You've
also,
done it.
You do know that Decidueye is a ghost type because it's based off of a bird that went extinct.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. No, I didn't make it
yeah.
to that
We
part
should
of
rename
the
segment Greggy's Facties. Way
yeah.
better than your Facties, Josh.
Yeah, Greggy's Fun Facties.
Yeah, so it's based off of a line in Hawaii in the Polynesian islands that was really, really popular, and then it got extincted. So, yeah.
Quail owl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so you did like...
That's cool.
Well,
you're also,
I mean,
not
you got
the extinction
a heavy
part, but
guilt to carry now, too, Joshua.
I at least temporarily retired it, but I'm not... I wanted to get this iteration of the team to competitive levels, which they are now. But I think, especially with these new decrees from our new overlord here, Greg.
Yeah, I'm here to put down the law.
I think I can make some big changes to this team now.
Just call me Looker.
How many Pokemon are there now, Greg? You must know.
So they haven't officially put out the national decks, but we have hit...
Oh, as of Gen 9?
As of Gen 9. But we are either at or just above 1,000.
Of the 1,000 Pokemon that they've introduced over the last, whatever, 25 years, there's not a single one that you find distasteful.
Oh, there are some that I find absolutely distasteful.
That makes you want to spew?
The entire...
Okay.
Who's Greg's You Make Me Barf?
Magnemite, barf. Get it out of here.
Sure.
I hate
yeah.
that thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing to like about that
The
thing.
Whole Kling Klang line... Clang, clang,
yeah, gross.
Awful.
Dumb.
Get out.
Yeah.
I hate them. Hate them. They are awful.
Off to a good start.
Hate the mechanicals.
I don't like the mechanicals.
Like.
I am not a fan of the mechanicals.
Types.
I like steel types.
We got to the section where we were in Poe Town this week.
Oh, yeah.
Taking on Guzma. And we saw a lot of Poniards, who was my You Make Me Barf this week.
What? They're chess pieces.
I don't mind Poniard.
No, it's gross looking, especially in 3D.
They are chess pieces.
Yeah,
I get what they are,
and
I don't like
spoiler.
You know what I was about to say? I don't look at chess pieces and marvel at them, but I guess I do. I've been to like museums,
yeah.
and they have like old chess sets.
Yeah. So what's your barf about?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're a cutie.
I don't know what gross
looking. I mean, just think of it this way: it's got knives
looks
for
like
a rib
it's bad
cage.
At hugs.
It will crush you. if you're not careful, approach cautiously. Plus, hey, Gen 9 gives us a new Poniard evolution, so it's part of the 1,000.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I saw that on like a team sheet, but I didn't look it up because I didn't want to be totally spoiled on what it looks like. But I think it's cool.
It's
I get
cool.
the sense that it's cool.
It's pretty cool.
You're going to avoid spoilers for the next 5 years, Josh, until we catch up with Scarlet and Violet.
I think we got it down
to
a year.
The game should be fixed by then, hopefully, so good luck.
Yeah, hopefully.
We would love to, Greg, run our teams by you in their current iteration and hear what you think.
All right.
I think we're both pretty happy with where the teams are at.
I think so.
These are probably going to be close to our final teams, so do you want to go first, Parrot Head?
All right. So this will be... Should I do the level check? Level check?
Oh, yeah. Let's do level check.
Okay.
Good idea.
All right. So Parrot Head's flock of beachgoers who are looking to chill, grill, and hopefully not spill their drinks has reached zenith, I think, at the moment, at least of this iteration.
Beachgoers. He's adding like qualifiers now to like defend some of his choices.
Excuse me?
Beachgoers.
Skullgrunt, quit trying to bully your way through another person's chill vibes.
Yeah,
I am part of the International Police, Google certified master, and I am putting a
Greg's
kibosh.
Looker.
On your whole thing, your whole shutting down a team so that you can win ends today. I am over it. I'm calling in the Ditto 5 immediately.
Lock them up.
And we're going to have you replaced by a Ditto who is way more forgiving and not so bullying.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because we all know if you just find some other Pokemon you want, you're just going to say, well, like, I'm a bad guy, so I don't actually care if you think it's a bad guy or not. So.
Correct.
Parrothead's just trying to go with the flow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Jimmy Buffett, the Alolan Raichu, who's level 49 now, the champion.
Finally, Alolan Raichu, finally?
Oh, yeah.
We got there. We got there, folks.
It's a beaut.
And it's the highest level, my champ. What a beauty.
Yeah, that's pretty high level.
Coconut, the Passimian, level 45. I did a lot of work this week. And so we have Fruitcakes is a Noivern, as I announced. Level 48.
Great.
That was 12 levels that I put in on that fucking thing. And it dies every other hit when it's Noibat. But now it's great.
Beautiful.
Now it's great.
And I checked out every dex entry earlier while we were talking about Noivern.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing anything in here about the speaker ears, but I trust you guys on this.
But you see that whenever it gets upset, it just needs a little fruit and then it calms down and it's chill.
I do like that. So that is cool. I like that.
That's fine. Then we have Cheeseburger the Snorlax, level 46. We have Joe Merchant, the Talonflame, level 48. That's fine for me to use because it's an exotic bird. And then Tango the Toucanon is level 48, also an exotic bird. I think pretty clearly chill. Greg, what do you think about those?
I mean...
Fits the theme?
It fits the theme.
What an agile word, exotic.
Like, I mean, you do understand the stealth rock problem at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think if there are going to be changes made, I'm going to need to slim some of the birds.
flying part out.
The flying types, yeah.
You also need to find somebody who's a rapid spinner to just deal with that whole...
What's a rapid spinner?
So rapid spinner is a move that doesn't do a lot of damage, but the move itself removes all hazards that are on the field. So it will get rid of stealth rocks, toxic spikes on the ground.
Oh, I would hate that.
It spins and spreads
Starmie,
them away.
Perhaps.
And so you put them on things that are bulky, like I think Snorlax can learn Rapid Spin. I could be wrong. So that they can
I don't even think I have anything that has Stealth Rock on my team right now, Josh, so you're fine.
But
finally don't have it?
I think I boxed.
Yeah, I mean, Sun and Moon was a huge thing for entry hazards. Rapid Spin appeared a lot of places to get rid of it. And you put it on something bulky that resists, comes in, just spins it away, and then you just take it back out again because the thing that it will take them another turn to set up, so you just bring in the thing that's going to kill that thing.
Right.
You have a very chill vibe. Talonflame, heating the coals on the beach, absolutely. Toucanon, oh,
there we go.
Drinking those beach vibes, you know, glaring everybody down who's come to ruin the party, Skullgrunt. Snorlax, who doesn't love a Sleepy Boy?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's me at the party.
Yeah, exactly. We love Sleepy Boys, and that's also useful for everyone else who's in the flock, because they can pass out on Snorlax.
On his big old belly. We got the Toons set up with Noivern.
It sounds like you're all set.
And
I think the party's ready.
Party is ready.
And I think Passimian is basically the mixologist because he's got all of the fruits. He's providing like all the mixers and then like chopping them up.
To defend Oranguru, if you watch the Sun and Moon anime, Oranguru does
unbelievable
does own a bar and is actually mixing drinks for people.
Oh shit! Okay, well I like that.
It's very funny. It's Mallow's.
I wonder if watching the anime would just like completely shift our perspective on
the Sun and Moon,
all these Pokemon.
Sun and Moon anime is wild. Kiawe and Turtonator.
Is it Ash?
Yeah, it's always Ash.
Still. In Alola?
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
In school in Alola.
Wow.
Yeah, but Mallow's family owns a restaurant, and like Mallow's dad has like a secret bar in the jungle that Oranguru is the bartender of. That anime gets wild. Real wild.
Well, Parrothead, congratulations on finally achieving your vision. It sounds like you really have put together a chill crew full of totally coherent Pokemon.
Yeah, it's validated by the third party, the Interpol here. So
yeah, official. So.
Skullgrunt also achieved his vision this week, as you can see behind me in my green screen. Skullgrunt has ascended the throne and is now the king of Team Skull.
Oh my God, that's Crush. A 3D recreation different.
Did you hurt my boy Guzma?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Did I hurt him?
Is that what I'm hearing?
I certainly embarrassed him.
Oh my God.
That is a form of
hurt.
That is a form of hurt. the International Police will be
kicked him off his throne and took it. And some peon came up to me and was like, "Sir, I'm reporting for duty, so I'm already like in command."
Oh, I can't believe you've already made it.
I know. And here's the team I brought.
Okay.
Petrol, Mimikyu, level 48. Commander Mars, Lopunny. Level 46. Mabel, Alolan Marowak, level 48. Admin Courtney, Alolan Muk, level 46. Colress, Vigavolt, level 48. And Giovanni Incineroar, level 48. My bad guys.
I caught foul on Mimikyu.
Very bad.
What about Mimikyu?
Mimikyu is a sweet, sad child that just wants to be loved. And you have decided to corrupt Mimikyu's innocence and turned them bad.
Yeah, he's
I mean, I got
it
approval
bad.
From my co-host.
Yeah, well, we already talked about how you bully your co-host into giving you approval. So
yeah,
I'm
I don't
call
know. If
all
I
right,
chose
all right.
That.
Let's have a. I'll sit back for a moment and I'll let you two have a frank discussion about Mimikyu's eligibility on my team.
I mean,
and I won't bully Josh. And remember, Josh, Greg won't be here next
time. I think if I'm looking at Mimikyu and it's supposed to be kind of like the shadow of Pikachu, right? Does that not imply that
it is not the shadow of Pikachu? The story behind Mimikyu is a unknown Pokemon. You can't see its real form. It felt that it was so horrible and unlovable and saw all of the love that Pikachu was
really
getting.
Really selling it. Wow.
That,
selling why
that
it's not a villain.
Decided
horrible,
to
unlovable.
Create a Pikachu disguise in hopes of being loved as much as Pikachu is. That's why Mimikyu looks like Pikachu. It's because it was so sad that nobody loved it because it was quote unquote so hideous.
You're describing Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
I will say
skin to Pikachu.
That one thing I can't deny is it is in the anime and stated that if you look beneath the disguise and see Mikyu's real form, you do die. So
that's what I'm just reading on Bulbapedia right now. He's about to announce that.
So, of course, again, the anime gets wild because Mimikyu has killed Meowth 4 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how's Meowth come back to life?
Meowth is always, it's funny because
dark
Meowth
magic.
is shown multiple times running across the Rainbow Bridge to go to Cat Heaven. And then somehow Jesse and James and Beware pull the soul back to Meowth's body. The Sun and Moon anime is wild.
Makes so much sense to me that they have a Beware on their team now, too.
So they don't have
definitely.
A Beware on their team. They are in the anime. Beware just comes out and kidnaps them and holds them hostage on a regular basis.
Oh, classic. We learned that this season as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets real weird. The Sun and Moon anime.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep Mimikyu on my team because it sounds like even you, Greg, have some pretty dark things to say about it. It's like an eldritch horror.
I will say that I just need you to admit that you are preying on its need to be loved and turning it into a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. That's bad guy shit. That's what I do.
That's bad guy shit.
I corrupt these Pokemon.
See, yeah. There he goes.
Just as long as you admit you have corrupted Mimikyu.
All right. Well, what do you think? Is my team villainous enough?
Even though you can corrupt all of them, apparently.
I mean...
Or make them good. But
the one that,
do they seem bad to the bone?
I do call foul on Lopunny because that's your own perverted mind making.
Yeah.
That's just me.
It's not just me.
That's just you being like, I'm going to make these two get married and do things for me. Let's really look
They're
into this.
In love, okay?
Sure.
They love one another.
Sure they do. They love each other at gunpoint. We've seen this Stockholm syndrome. Okay, Patty Hearst, you could lean more heavily into villainy. But
we're only like halfway through.
Don't encourage him.
We've got a whole deck in front of us.
You don't really know the true story behind Team Grunt yet. So are they villainous, really? Or is it you?
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess
we'll now he's
going to
be
week.
Steering it in a bad direction, I'm sure, now that he's the
emperor. Running the place.
Yeah.
I guess let Greg go, and then we will talk about our leg this week, Joshua. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's what we should do.
And then we're going to battle later, the teams that you just
read
about.
Yeah, our teams are finally about the same level for once. So maybe I can have a fair fight.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was a true pleasure. Where can people listen to you or find you?
So you can hear me talk a lot about Pokemon on It's Super Effective, a Pokemon podcast that we do every week. And if you think, surely... three people cannot talk about 1 week's worth of news for an hour and a half or longer. Boy, are you wrong. Because somehow, even when we say there's nothing to talk about this week, we managed to get at least an hour and a half to 2 hours of random nonsense.
We know something about that on this show.
Yeah.
As well.
Also, if you like actual play podcasts, my other podcast is Very Random Encounters. It's a show where we play actual play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including our characters, our names, the places, the plot lines, the villains, anything that we can. And then we play the game to see what happens when everything is randomized. So Very Random Encounters.
It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, that was...
everyone go check it out.
That's also a good inspiration for maybe something we should do with one of our playthroughs at some point. Just randomize everything so we don't have to get up in our heads about what's canon for our teams and our characters. Streamline it. Just randomize
just
everything.
You don't have to get up in your head about it, Josh. Just let me do the thinking for you.
Remember back when I was just Joshua every season?
Yeah.
That was great. Then I could just play however I wanted. Like, now I have to come up.
I know, I remember. You used to dominate
me. Disuse the combo locker. Like, you're going into what? Sword and Shield next? Isn't that next? Gen 8?
We're doing Detective Pikachu and Let's Go, and then Sword and Shield.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's Go. Let's Go.
We'll do something dumb with that.
Yeah. Though. But here, do the combo lock rules that exist. So you can roll a die on each route. So one through four is the encounter that you keep. So if you roll a 1, a 2, a 3, or 4, whatever 1, 2, 3, 4 is, that's the one that you're keeping in your team.
Okay.
And then 5 and 6 are whatever you catch on that route, you surprise trade. And see what you get back. Because Sword and Shield will be running forever. Like, they're not shutting down those servers anytime soon. And people send wild things through that surprise trade.
We did some surprise trading at some point for some generation.
Yeah, we did some wonder trading.
Yeah.
We got some real wild Pokemon, although everyone just accused me of having all hacked Pokemon.
Yeah, your level 100,
which clearly they were.
There's a lot, like when you get the Pokemon that like are Pokecom.org, and it's like perfect and shiny. I'm like, delete, thank you for the free Master Ball, I guess.
Yeah, I would bring that into a battle with Josh, certainly.
Yeah.
Just to try it out.
Why not?
All right, Greg, thank you for joining us. Joshua, I will see you back here in a moment. Bug catchers, Alola.
Alola, Greg, and Alola. Bug catchers. Thanks for coming on.
Smell you later.
Alola.
Joshua, welcome back. Wow, really held my feet to the fire, huh? Greg.
Yeah. Finally, somebody is forcing accountability on you.
I know. I've kind of been waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it finally has.
Finally got.
But I tell
How's
you what,
it feel?
In sort of the great grand tradition of schemers, I'm not going to change a thing. I'm not going to defend a thing. I'm just going to ignore every accusation that's been laid in front of me. Let's continue on the
very
journey.
Straight white man of you.
Let's continue on the journey. We saw this leg this week was deceptively long. I'm the one who set our schedule this season.
It's still a little imbalanced.
I looked through the walkthrough and decided where we were going to, like, you know, wrap things up each week, and somehow I managed to give us like the longest leg imaginable.
This one was truly. There wasn't that much. I don't really have anything to complain about, but I also wasn't particularly struck by anything other than Poetown, which we'll get to.
It's just sort of maze-like,
but it was very long.
It's very maze-like. They sort of have you go through. Well, there's a couple like long routes.
Oh,
like,
and you wander through a desert that is like the Lost Woods in Ocarina of Time, where like you don't really have any idea where you are the entire time.
Yeah,
and that made it very long trying to get everything in there. And then we get a new ride Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
that's
so fun. This one is good, although it does sort of solve a problem that it invented to begin with, which is
fair. They often
we had Lapras Surf, which got us around in the water pretty well, and it even had like a burst mode, so you could go a little faster. But someone just sort of came out of the woodwork to hand us the ride pager button for
Grimsley.
Yeah, it was Grimsley's all of a sudden here, and he calls himself Uncle Grimsley, and he's dressed like a pervert.
And he was in the Unova Elite Four, so it's once again like one of these characters from the past showing up in Alola. They're all on vacation. Everybody's on vacation here.
I guess so. Yeah, and he just has like a bad energy to him. But yeah, he does give you the ride pager for Sharpedo Sprint or whatever it's called.
Sharpedo Jet. Which is basically the water version of Tauros's charge, where you
because remember all those rocks. Big rocky outcrops you've seen in all the water routes so far. Oh no, you don't remember that because they haven't been there.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
They're there now, so you need Sharpedo Jet to crush through them.
Most of the rocks that you see are ones that you can't destroy, except on these new routes, like Route 15.
Even here, every now and then they threw like a different rock formation in the bay, and I would go to crush it, and it wouldn't work, and be like, whatever.
It's not as dumb as Mudsdale Clop or whatever, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't really have anything to cover about like Haina Desert. It's just you don't even have to go there. I think the ruins of abundance are at the end of it, but we can't access that shrine.
But even
yet,
yeah, you can. It's continues sort of the maze like theme of the leg is after you navigate the desert, you can like climb the top of this old ruin. But like it takes forever to get through it. There's nothing in there, and there's nothing at the end. So you just like walk back.
You really just come here for like. Items and battles, of which there are plenty.
Ultimately, we're headed towards the Aether House, like the Ronald McDonald House that the Aether Foundation runs.
Right.
Because we have heard that Lily or Lilith or whatever her name is there.
Lily. She's summoned us.
On the way, we meet a couple of people making love on the beach, and we sort of interrupt them. And they have a male and a female Frillish that they battle you with.
It's another one of those.
I felt a little bad, like surfing up on my Torpedo, like jumping off onto the beach. And they both like sit up quickly. It's like, oh, sorry. Were you making love out here?
You, me, and Jake. Sorry.
I'm sorry that you've given up on Oricorio, because we do get like a new, I think, Oricorio color in this area.
Yeah, you can get the whatever the red fire one is, but it's again like, what's the point? Like, it's not gonna have any fire moves, so I'm not doing this. I like the tile set of the is this Ula Ula Meadow we're talking about?
Yeah, Ula Ula Meadows, where you can get the new red nectar.
Yeah, it's kind of like foggy, it's got red flowers everywhere. Bailey style,
yeah,
I guess, is that Oricorio. I did get the nectar, but I'm not going to be checking it out.
We're headed towards, I guess, well, the Aether House was after Poetown, but we're headed towards Poetown, actually, because it turns out that there's a whole town here on Ula Ula Island that has been taken over by Team Skull, and that big bad boy Guzma has claimed, like, the manor house, like Poetown Manor, and has his throne room in there. So our job is to go and clean it up a little bit. I think Acerola
clean it up.
Has sort of asked us to undertake this duty, because we, I think, later learn that the guy who's given his town to Team Skull, the Grand Kahuna of all of Ulu Island, is some corrupt cop named Nanu.
Formerly known as Nana.
Is her uncle.
Yeah, he's like a withered version of Looker, where like he's got bags under his
and
eyes,
like,
and like
he's totally like apathetic and aloof, and like doesn't give a shit about anything.
He like he's the one who lets you into Po Town because it's got gates, and when he does, he's like, oh, he calls himself a wretch, like he hates himself for what he's done.
Yeah, he's a real tragic character. But even at the end, he's like very obviously like the laziest, like most corrupt trial captain and kahuna that we've done so far. Like there's no pageantry. Easily. Oh, I guess I was about to say there's no pageantry to his grand trial, but there wasn't with Olivia either. She was just like, fight me.
Yeah, you kind of just get like a clean fight. Although I guess like Po Town is sort of the trial.
It's only been the first island where we got the whole like song and dance, literally. Around the grand trial. This one, it was just like, he caught us on the way out.
We should get a party out of it. That's what Parrothead's here for, is like partying.
Well, let's talk about Po Town. Po Town's like another town that sort of has this like pall over it, where everything is dark and gloomy. I guess they're telegraphing that it's full of bad guys because there's just big splotches of paint everywhere.
Yeah, there's graffiti everywhere.
It's not really graffiti. It's just sort of big splotches of paint.
Yeah, it's not really artistic, I would say.
And the whole place has been taken over by skull grunts.
And it's like a walled city. And everything
is abandoned. You have to buy heals
abandoned.
At the Pokemon Center now for 10 credits each.
10 credits each, and they also make you listen to a rap.
I wouldn't say make you. I would say... You get to listen to a rap.
Team Skull represent. We can't pay the rent. Had a lot of fun, but our youth was misspent. This Pokemon Center is where we cower, but we can't pay bills, so we got no power.
Imagine it was delivered just like that, too.
Yeah. That was one of my... I actually liked the Po-Town aesthetic a lot. I thought it was cool. And, like, you haven't really
sort
seen
of like
anything
trash
like this
city.
In Pokemon before. Like, Pokemon Coliseum a little bit.
Yeah.
That, like, underground town in that game, or Gale of Darkness, I can't remember. But the music is totally at odds with what I thought the Team Skull, like, vibe was. It's, like, dissonant, like, dreary piano.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
Chords, rather than, like, it should be, like, lo-fi hip-hop or something.
It is the dark type. In addition to being taken over by Team Skull, when it is not taken over by Team Skull, it is the home of the dark type Grand Kahuna and Trial Captain. So there's bound to be some gloominess, I think. But
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
You expect the Team Skull music is just so like driving, you know? It's like, I don't know, it's got sort of this like breakbeat to it. And you don't expect like tinkling.
You'd think that they would have... They could have taken the time to spend some of those credits they're extorting for people to heal Pokemon to commission some new music now that it's their hideout.
This fucking place is full of Team Skull grunts. They're even having like, and it was extra existential for Skull Grunt this week, because at one point you run into two Team Skull grunts who have conversation about how it's so hard to tell them apart because they're all named Team Skull Grunt.
Yeah. Yeah, that was meta.
But you just have to march through this place. Like, first you have to march up and down the city streets of Po Town, fighting all the... Well, yeah, it's so frustrating because I was about to say fighting all the Team Skull grunts that are standing around, but I would say 2/3 of them don't even fight you. They just like talk to you or rap at you.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of like, you can't really ever tell if you're going to be battling or not. There are still like a good number of battles in here, but there could have been more.
You make your way up to this manor house at the end of the street where Guzma has sort of taken control of the Shady House. And it's full of Team Skull grunts. You have to fight them all. Along the way, you're finding these little notes that tell you, like, oh, today's password is, like, you know, hot cocoa or something like that.
Yeah, Tapu Koko.
Tapu Koko. Sludge.
Pineapple juice.
Pineapple.
Yeah, whatever they...
Poison jab.
They're all kind of... Yeah, poison jab's one of them. They're all, like, references to moves or
Bounce Sweet and Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then you're fighting all these trainers along the way. And then at the top of the stairs, there's this Team Skull Grunt who stops you from going through. You need the password first. So your eagle eye has been tracking all these passwords as you've been going through the manor. Except he says it's not enough to do the password. So you're desperately trying to get to your podcast in time because you have a guest on. You don't want to be late. And you're going through the manor house over and over again trying to figure out what you missed. And then you realize that you just have to say no to him at the end of his fucking dialogue.
The one time that you don't say no, Skull Grunt?
I know, right?
The time that's actually gate-kept if you don't say no.
Because they're
I did have to go through it like three times before I was like, wait a second, that's what it is.
And then you're just on to Guzma, who is like extremely difficult battle for some reason.
It was. I think I lost like five mon in here.
Just tearing through my Pokemon. Bugbuzz was like, well, I'm like so many of mine are dark type that Bugbuzz was like just tearing through everyone.
Yeah.
But eventually he has a his Golisopod, a Masquerain, and now he's added a Pinsir to his lineup.
And first impression, so that's the main thing, is Golisopod has first impression, which used to be its signature move. That basic, it has priority plus two, so it usually goes first, and then it does 90 damage,
oh, yeah.
100%
yeah, yeah,
accuracy, yeah. Bug. That's that was a huge problem. Yeah. And Razor Shell.
And Razor Shell. Yeah, he's a real pain in the ass. And then very funnily, so then Guzma like sort of leaves his throne and says like, fine, you've ousted us. And he's got a big crate full of Beginium Z crystals.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, the first time I recall ever seeing like a rewards chest in a Pokemon game.
Yeah. I thought it was like gold. Well, you know what I thought it was like totem stickers. And I was like, oh shit.
Right. We did get a fair number of those.
Blow the lid off of Totem Tally this week. But no, it was just a big crate of Buggium Z. But then he's beat. And then you get word that Lily's been kidnapped by Team Skull.
Yeah, this making you go to Po-Town was like a ruse. And then they apparently use it to steal Lily and Nibby.
And Cosmog.
Kidnap them.
And then Gladion, the other Team Skull enforcer, comes out and like says some nonsense about how he couldn't defend them.
Like, we can just be buds, like,
and then he whisks you away. He's like, let's get on a ferry and go, like, go to the next leg of the journey.
This was so jarring. Yeah,
this is honestly 5 minutes before we're supposed to record, and I'm like, the end of this leg is Nanu's grand trial. You know, like, I don't have time to go do whatever you want to go do, Gladion. But then Nanu, in all his like laziness, like just catches you at the dock on the way out. And he's like, we can just do the grand trial here if you want.
Yeah, right on like the dock.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I'm before such you go. A wretch. Just beat me. I don't care.
But then, and then Acerola comes and she's like, do better. Do better, Nanu. It felt, I know what it feels like. It happened to me at the beginning of this episode. You know, being confronted like that.
Yeah, about your evil past, your dastardly ways.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's, like, some hint that he's going to, like, turn it around. But he has a Sableye, a Krokorok, and an Alolan Persian. And I just, like, fucking tore through them with Vikavolt.
I mean, Vikavolt's interesting. I mean, I was just using Passimian with Brick Break on all of them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was almost, if not, a one-hit KO on all of them.
I don't even remember what Bug-type move
other
Vikavolt
than
knows. But
Sableye, I think I had to use Rock Slide. Yeah, it was all Passimian.
And then Howe shows up and you're off. You're on a boat and you're going to destinations unknown with Gladion.
We gotta go save.
Just trust implicitly now, I guess.
Because we all care about saving Lily, apparently.
Let's go mash our teams together, Joshua, real quick before your meeting.
Maybe a real quick totem tally.
Oh see yeah, let's do totem tally because I think
interesting
we're tied.
Numbers on here.
Totem tally. 71.
Looks like
I think
we're
we've
back
just,
to a tie.
I think we've both 71. Just got all the.
I did
caught up on
a little,
stickers.
So interesting.
There was a ton of
neck
stickers
and neck
this week. They were everywhere.
Po-Town. There was one where like you charged some rocks with Tauros and you get three.
Let's quickly go check the totem sticker because we when we hit 70 we got another call.
Oh,
from
I got
Samson.
I got my mon already because I had to go there to check what my number was before we recorded. And I got Vikavolt.
Oh, and I can get Togedemaru.
I got a free one.
Togedemaru. Oh, I should go back and get Salazzle for level 50. Oh, or maybe I should use Totem Mimikyu instead of this plain old boring Mimikyu at level 80. Wow,
yeah,
100 is wild. I don't know why I get Komo-O and you get Rimbombi. But
that's what I've been complaining about. We should have mentioned that while Greg was on here because he loves Rimbombi so much. But Komomo or whatever is a vastly superior reward.
Yeah, that sucks for you. All right, butt catchers, we're going to go do a battle real quick and let you know how these teams go.
But, it's interesting. We finally have similar levels, and you don't have Stealth Rock, so it should be
good. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe a fair
It's going to be a good fight. All right, we'll be back in just a second, butt catchers.
Looks like Skull Grunt is wasted again in Margaritaville, huh?
Yeah, you got me. Got me pretty handily. I peeled off a few of your Pokemon, but
yeah, I think you got me down to what, 3, 2,
2.5. My misstep was a Z move empowered Continental Crush that did very little damage to your Noibat.
Yeah, it only
I was hoping it would knock it out in one hit.
Maybe a third damage to Noivern. And as a result of that, you were hobbled because that was you couldn't use like Incineroars,
Darkest Lariat,
Z move. I didn't even bother with a Z move, actually.
All my guys are holding Z crystals.
Mine
now,
aren't
which
very
I realize
good.
Is not very like efficient. I should just pick like a Z move that is the most effective and have that one Pokemon hold the Z move and have everyone else hold.
Yeah,
leftovers.
That's the move.
And it's probably going to be Incineroar. But we also just had some slugfests that you tended to come out on top of. Like, just some back and forth, like, hitting each other.
Yeah, the two cannon versus, who was that?
Marowak, maybe?
Marowak? Yeah, they were slugging it out. And I think, it was Alolan Muk versus two cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And
because I kept trying to get it. I kept trying to poison you.
Yeah, you're hurling sludge bombs, and then I was doing, like, beak blasts and fury attacks because I have skill link, and you got down to 2 hit points, 2%, and then had been going first, and I was down to like 9%, but Quick Claw finally engaged, and so I managed to pick it off.
Yep. My team still has a trick, which is Mimikyu's disguise, which you did fall for.
Yeah, Mimikyu, the final battle was like Talonflame versus Mimikyu,
which can be tricky if you forget about it.
Talonflame is fast enough, and I'm doing that trick I learned with when I had Archaeops, which is that acrobatics without any items.
Yeah.
That's what I'm running on. Talonflame is good.
It sucks. I hate it.
But it was a good battle.
Good battle. Congratulations.
Keeping it interesting for this second half of the season.
And congratulations on having your entire team affirmed by an outside council.
Thank you.
All right, we should go. Joshua, thank you for joining me, Bug Catchers. Thank you for joining us. This has been Experience Shared. It's Pokemon Podcast. My name is Ben Alolan Persiatan, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Krokorosh. And thank you, Greg, for joining us. Everyone, go do check out It's Super Effective and Very Random Encounters. Both,
yeah, they're great shows.
Yeah, both great shows.
And Greg was a blast.
We'll
have to have him back on sometime. Maybe give me some more affirmations for the direction that I've taken with my Pokemon.
Yeah,
choices.
I guess next time Josh's ego needs to be ballooned up even bigger.
Yeah, I need to be built up from time to time.
Please do rate and review the show and follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where we have brought back show notes so you can check out timestamps and have a group discussion about the weekly episodes and compete to eventually, at some point, maybe a season later, come on and battle us and then we report back about it on our next episode.
Yep. If that sounds like fun to you, coming on our show and being embarrassed by us, then you're welcome to do that.
And you can also buy some merch at expsharepod.com.
Joshua, Bug Catchers, Alola.
Oh, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, yeah.
And happy new year.
And Alola.
And Alola. And smell you later.